Sarah Cherkey has taken over the Arweva volleyball program, her first year at her alma mater, and she is joining us here as we preview, of course, the upcoming season. Sarah, good to catch up with you. How you been? And congrats on your first year as the head coach at your alma mater there at Arweva.
Yes, thank you so much.
You bet. Sarah, let's talk about that. You're from Arweva. I just mentioned that, but give us a little background on you and how you became the new head coach at Arweva.
I graduated from Arweva in 2021. Then I went to school over at Iowa State, became a early childhood education major. Just this year, and graduated in May, and I took a turn as the volleyball coach with my uncle Darren, and hopefully getting a teaching job here soon in the near future.
And I know that that's going to maybe affect things a little bit for you, but it sounds like with what you've got going on this year, you've kind of worked all of those potential kinks. There's not going to be any kinks because you've worked things out, it sounds like, pretty well.
Yes. Thankful for the Denison School District for helping me out with that.
Coach, what kind of a style, talk about your background, what you like to play, and what you think this team that you're taking over this year could be capable in the style play you want to get them playing?
We were always used to scrappy playing, scrappy back row, getting the ball, getting up every ball that we could possibly get. And these girls are doing the exact same thing that I'm used to. They're diving for balls. They're calling what, if it's cross, line, all those types of things. But they also are really attacking at the net. And I'm not so used to that. I was always just in the back row setting. So it's really fun watching them get up and contest with each other.
Let's start with the back row. Beans, you're familiar with that. Who are some of the girls you feel could play that back row for you and have kind of stood out here so far early in practice?
I would say Molly Lighting, Vivian Blackford, Morgan Berg, Gabby Hunling. All these girls are really ready to play the back row and contesting with each other to get the ball. And our other back row would be Addison Birrell. She's probably going to be in that setter position this year. She's worked really hard. She's a freshman, and it's great to have a freshman come in and take over that spot so that I can be there for all 4 years, hopefully.
Has anything surprised you from what you've seen from the back row in practice?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of girls that weren't playing back row last year, and they wanted to try it, and I'm always open to anything. When we were having open gyms, they were getting the ball. Annalie Witchrock she's our biggest girl. She's taller than I am, and she is diving for every ball back there too, and really showing that she can also play back row like everyone else.
How many girls do you think might play all the way around for you?
I'm thinking probably two or three girls for sure will play all the way around, but we'll see.
The setter role, do you feel like it's really set for you right now?
For right now, yes. We also have our opposite side of that setter. Addison is, we're thinking Sarah Melton. She also has a little history in setting, but we will see if she takes on that role in the next couple of weeks.
What is the strength of Addison as a setter right now?
Definitely our quicks. She's really got it down with Gabby and Annalie in the middle, and also hitting she keeps the outside sets a little short, so we're trying to work on that with her, but it'll come. We've figured out that she needs to jump serve a little bit more to get it pushed all the way out there, but she's doing a good job.
And you know, having set, you're probably pretty comfortable on what it takes to get your setters ready to go.
Yep, she is used to all my weird, funky drills that I make her do at the beginning of the day. And it's like a constant. She always wants more reps and more reps. So it's very nice knowing that Addison wants to take this next step into her career as a setter.
You mentioned it, Gabby Hunling, and then Annalie Witchrock, probably going to be your top two hitters. What have you seen from them? Because I thought this summer you could really see the confidence in softball step up for them, too, and they had really good years. I can see that maybe kind of rolling now into the volleyball season. What have you seen from them? And then who else is going to help them swing this year?
I would definitely agree that those two have stepped up a lot. This whole going into junior year, I think they've grown up and they're like ready to be seniors now and show that they can hit the ball. And our other hitters would probably be Mara Obrick. She is a great outside hitter. She can get up and contest with any ball. And Morgan Berg. She all-around player. She's really good. The back row, front row, wherever you want to put her, she's going to do her job. So,
how many girls you got out this year, and what's the depth like for this team?
We have 24 girls out. We'll have three teams of every – and freshmen, JV, varsity. Our bench goes pretty deep. Not going to lie, we might have a couple girls play all the way around one game, and then the next game you might only see them play just front row, and someone else might come in, play back row for them.
Any other younger players maybe just coming into the program that have a chance to get into some of those roles?
Yeah, I would say Maddie Lighting. She is a great add to our team. She is always willing to find a different hit. She's worked on quicks coming in. She wasn't like super scared to work on a quick in the middle, but now that's what she loves to hit. And I'm glad that she finally figured her steps out and all that stuff, because she is going to be a threat in the next couple of years.
Any concerns coming into the season?
I guess like our serve receive, but I have made it a focal point that that's what we are working on the most, because if you can't get a ball up, you're not going to get a kill. So,
yeah, as somebody that set, you understand, you know, how good the pass has to be for your setter. So how have you seen the back grow and serve receive grow so far here this fall?
At the beginning, it was a little rough. And then now that we've finally figured out like seams, stuff like that, it's progressed, because they are very confident in you need to go get the ball, even don't let it drop. And we've done this over and over, that if you let that ball drop, you have like push-ups or stuff like that. We always make it so you are making sure that you are going after the ball every single time.
Where are you most confident with this team, the strengths coming into the year?
Definitely our attacks and hitting, and we taught them how to push balls in certain corners, and they've really grown with that, because if you need a quick point, they are always willing to push tip, and they're in great spots, great locations.
You played in the Rolling Valley growing up. You know this conference well. What do you know about it coming into this year? Who do you think the teams to beat are, and where does Arweva fit into the mix?
I think that teams beat this year are probably EHK and Coon Rapids. I am hoping that we're sitting like right in the middle of our conference. We have a lot of potential that I don't think a lot of people have seen out of this group yet. So I'm really excited to see people shocked at how well we have prepared our season.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I am looking forward to working with you. It was great covering you through your high school career. Now I get to work with you in a kind of a different aspect, as you're now a coach. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a great year. We look forward to catching up with you each and every week and seeing how things are going with the Arweva Rockets. So appreciate you joining us here today to preview the season.
Thank you.
You bet. Sarah Shirky again, the first-year head coach with the Arweva Rockets. We'll step away, take a break. We're back with more of our volleyball preview show coming up next here on KCIM.